Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to be talking about Alzheimer's this morning, the longest day, and Brain Awareness Month. Lori Myers with the local Alzheimer's Association is back with us this morning, and she's brought some friends that we're going to hear from in just a second. But Lori, it is good to have you back. Good morning.
It's great to be back, Ted. Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we jump into things, I want to talk to you about something that happened last night, and when I saw it, I thought of you, and I knew you were coming in today, and I thought, boy, what great timing. After the Caps won last night, NBC, in talking to players on the ice, talked to T.J. Oshie, a well-known member of the Caps, and he talked for a couple of minutes about his father and Alzheimer's, and it was really touching and very moving. I mean, he teared up, and to look at the comments on Facebook, so many people related to that because so many people, like we've said, can relate to Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. So a great moment for him and his team, and also so gracious of him to share, you know, that story about his dad and the fact that his dad was there and hopefully was a big enough memory to remember the big event. So I think it can happen to anybody, any family, and I think it was great that he mentioned, you know, how it had touched his family. And it is very emotional, too.
You think of, we talk about these stories, and when we're into it, or if we're a caregiver and we just feel like no one understands, even people at the highest level. We all have done. It's like cancer. So we all have some kind of a connection to it.
You know, it's so true. I think everyone knows somebody that's either walking the journey or has walked the journey. And that's why it's so important to be aware of what is good brain health. What are the 10 warning signs so that we can take action if we do start to notice those symptoms in somebody? Because it can happen to anybody.
Exactly. And in your case, it's a good thing to know what's available around here and what's available in this community, because there really are a lot of things that we'll get into this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
You've brought a couple of friends along this morning that we're going to hear from as we go along this morning. Linda George is here. Linda, good morning and welcome to you from Cardinal Village.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Cardinal Village, where you're at and what's available there.
Well, Cardinal Village is an assisted living facility for Alzheimer's and dementia residents, and we are across from Sponsylvania Hospital. So we specialize, everybody that is there, they have that diagnosis of dementia. So it's a specialty assisted living.
But again, it's nice to have a Cardinal Village in this area because, like we said, so many of us know or it's needed.
Yes. And our residents, they all have that story, and we have a special group of people that work with our in our community, people that really have also been touched by the disease in some way.
How long have you been with Cardinal Village?
I've been with Cardinal Village for 3 years.
Okay. Well, how'd you get involved?
Oh, very interesting. That's a very interesting story. But I started there as an assistant director to the resident program director. I came from a background of teaching English as a foreign language. I had lived overseas in all places, Yemen, for 20 years.
Okay.
And that might sound like how do those two go together? But it really did help me with communication. You know, when you've lived in a different culture for so long, it really helps you when you're dealing with people that cannot communicate their needs.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot through Lori and the different conversations we've had where we're really like investigators so many times.
Oh,
like
yeah.
We just see a symptom and we're saying, what is this person trying to communicate to us? So the background that I had, that really was amazing, but that really helped me so much to say, okay, they're trying to communicate. And living in a culture that's so completely different than ours, and I always had trouble trouble communicating or getting across what I wanted to. And it has really helped as far as learning and getting to know my residents.
Thank you for what you do. I mean, anybody who works in the field, in this type of field, it just takes a special person. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Krista Wells is here from Chancellor's Village. Hi, Krista.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about Chancellor's Village, where you're at and what you do.
We are an independent living and assisted living community, and we are situated right off of Route 3, and we have been in the community for over 27 years, and I am the program director at Chancellor's Village, and I've been there for 7 years now.
How'd you get involved in what you do?
I've worked at a previous community in Northern Virginia prior to Chancellor's Village, mm-hmm. and my grandmother had Alzheimer's, and it was, the struggles that my mother went through and caring for her, and the struggles that my grandmother had gone through. I wanted to get into this field and help and learn and work with seniors. So, and I love it.
Thank you too. what you do, because it just is, it's special. And for people who are thinking, Chancellor's Village, what have I heard that? Chancellor's Village, you're involved in do a lot of things with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office.
We do. Yes. We've partnered with the Sheriff's Office for a lot of their fundraising campaigns that they have done, the Blue Christmas and other ventures that they have partaked in. We partner with them with.
I think Sean Jones almost lives there sometimes. He's over there so much and talks to you, and he'll be telling me, yeah, we're doing this at Chancellor's Village. So I think he could have residency there.
He's yes.
there so often. But now Chancellor's Village really involved in the local community, and you have the residents involved and great stuff. Lori, it's partners like you have with Cardinal Village and with Chancellor's Village. Really helps what you do.
Absolutely. You know, we could not do what we do without our partners. So these ladies represent two key partners in our community. They're actually sister communities as well, so they're under the same umbrella.
Okay.
So they certainly complement each other in what they do. But, you know, we could not do it without their support along with our other community partners to reach the people we need to reach and do the fundraising we need to do and just get the awareness out there.
As far as awareness, if people, a lot of people are at various stages when they learn about when they're going to be going, mm-hmm. getting involved in this journey. Talk about where your office is at and how people can get in touch
That's
with
great.
You.
That's great. Yes. So we are on Princess Anne Street, right across from Carl's Ice Cream is the regional office for the Fredericksburg area. The office is out of the Greater Richmond chapter, but we are located right here in the community to provide core services in the George Washington Executive Building. So someone can stop by the office, and if I'm there, we're gonna talk and find out what the needs are, or they can call the local office. It's 540-228-1502 is a direct line. And our core services, there's no charge for what we do. We are a nonprofit, but we really want to reach people who maybe they just have questions about, mm-hmm. what's normal aging, what's not, or what should I do? I'm seeing some signs, or gosh, we just got this diagnosis. So we want to meet people where they are and provide that support as well as community resources and education.
540-228-1502 is the direct
Correct.
Line for the local office. Lori Myers is the regional director of the Fredericksburg office of the Alzheimer's Association. Linda George and Krista Wells here this morning. Also, we are talking Alzheimer's and brain health and all kinds of stuff in that area this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Alzheimer's this morning. Lori Myers here from the Alzheimer's Association. Linda George here from Cardinal Village, and Krista Wells here from Chancellor's Village. This is also Brain Awareness Month. We're going to get into that. June 21st is the longest day, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that for a second. Lori, that's something that you have done in Fredericksburg now for a couple of years, and isn't that the day where we're all supposed to wear purple?
Right. So in the past, we have done the Paint Downtown Fredericksburg Purple.
Okay.
So that was kind of getting the conversation started. You know, June is Brain Awareness Month. We're not doing that particular event this year, but we are encouraging people to know that it's June, that it's Brain Awareness Month, and get involved with The Longest Day. Wear purple to the golf course. Mm-hmm. Wear it to work so people can ask, why are you wearing purple? And you can talk about the brain awareness piece. So we're kind of focusing on that this year. We're encouraging people to just understand what is good brain health, what is something that might be a little bit different. So that's where knowing the 10 warning signs. So anyway, you can wear purple all year. You can have your neighbors over for an event. So we're kind of going in that direction to get the awareness and the participation.
Okay, we'll get into it. We'll talk a little bit more about as we go along. You've mentioned a couple of times the 10 signs. Let's jump into that, because boy, those are that's something. I think you get to a certain age and everybody starts to worry. And you've talked before that the problem isn't necessarily that I can't find my keys, but it's if I don't realize what those keys are for.
Exactly. Great example. Or instead of putting my keys in my purse, they're in the refrigerator.
They're in the freezer.
So that kind of alludes to some confusion. So I think everybody, young and old and in between, needs to know what the 10 signs are. And if they see any of these signs in themselves or a loved one, the message is just go get a good physical. Talk to the doctor. It may or may not be dementia. It could be a treatable illness causing the confusion or whatever. So the 10 warning signs, I'm just going to list them and then we can talk about it. The first is memory loss that disrupts daily life. So that wouldn't be just the occasional missing a bill or an appointment. This is where I'm struggling daily with those things that I used to be able to remember. I'm needing someone to remind me. I'm writing things down. I'm really having trouble remembering important dates. Number two, in terms of the warning sign, would be challenges in planning or solving problems. So that would be somebody who cooks the meal every day for the family and they're struggling with, how do I put that together? What does that look like? It may be somebody whose their bills are stacking up and they're just not remembering, boy, I used to be a whiz at paying those bills every month and now I'm not. I'm losing track of that.
When Barb Cole came with you a number of times, I mean, she always would tell the story about not being able to navigate around here.
Correct. Yeah, I think she was trying to get to a dentist appointment that she'd been to for years and there was just that moment of, how do I get there? So I was doing fine with it before, and now I'm struggling.
And I run into that sometimes. If I'm going somewhere and you try to navigate, it's even if you do have problems, if you can figure it out, you're still okay.
Right, because that means you're still you're still being able to figure that out and go through the steps. So if you've got a total, I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to be doing, that's different, right?
Yeah.
That's in that moment a change that, you know, maybe it's the first time it happened or maybe it happened 2 months ago, but we want to look at that and go, gosh, let's see if we can find out why that's happening, because that's not me.
Yeah.
That's not what I would have been struggling with in the past. Good example there. So warning sign number three is difficulty completing familiar tasks at home or work. So this might be somebody, again, driving to a familiar location. Maybe I'm the budget person at work and that's my thing. And all of a sudden, I'm just putting that together for this quarter is now a challenge. Mm-hmm. I was fine last time I had to do this job, but now I'm struggling with the numbers and how they come together. That would be something that would be more than just typical aging, you know? Confusion with time or place is another one. So this might be where forgetting in that moment, you know, how do I get home? I've had people say, you know, my husband was on his way home from the 7-Eleven and he called me from the side of the road and said, I don't have anything here. I think I might be lost. And this is a 7-Eleven that he would have driven to many, many times.
Yeah.
How scary would that be?
I was going to say that, you know? To get that kind of call. And I've heard people who've talked about the early signs, and that's one of them. Mm-hmm. That is a scary one.
It's scary. So, again, that's something that would be more – that would be different than just, you know, normal aging. Trouble with visual images. So normal aging is, I know a lot of people have had cataract surgery. That happens when we get older. But this is where we have trouble knowing how far away something is, how close something is, color contrast. That, for some people, the disease shows up with that symptom where they're having a fender bender or getting too close to a car driving because their vision's compromised. That would be a huge change, wouldn't it?
Pat Holland has been in here with the Area Agency on Aging, mm-hmm. and always tells the story of especially, and talks about when if you go home for the holidays or if you haven't seen an elderly family member in a while, go and check their car. Just mm-hmm. walk around their car and see if there are, like you say, if there are scrapes and bumps and things and find out what happened here.
That's a great suggestion because they may or may not report. Hey, I did run into somebody, or they might not remember.
You're right.
And so then we're like, okay, this doesn't quite add up.
Or they don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to talk about it.
They don't want to lose you. They don't want you coming in and saying, want to have that conversation.
Right. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of feelings around these changes, a lot of anxiety and some fear. And I understand that. I would be too. Some people have trouble with speaking. Just communicating and expressing their thoughts. So they may get ready to talk and then lose the second part of that conversation or the thought that they wanted to describe. So it could be communicating what's going on, joining a conversation, maybe repeating things. I might not even be aware of it, but if I've got the early stages, I might be repeating mm-hmm. questions because I don't remember that you already told me.
Yeah.
So, gosh. You asked me that an hour ago. That would be a change. Why is that information not sticking?
Yeah.
Or why am I unable to remember what I was told? So, again, certainly a red flag that we want to maybe take another look at. Misplacing things. We talked about that earlier. Who hasn't lost their car keys? You know, you kind of figure out, okay, retrace things and go, mm-hmm. okay, I left them in the car. But that's different than not being able to go back and find it. So if I'm not able to find things and I think that someone has stolen it or it's gone, that would be a change. That's not typical aging. For some people, their judgment and their reasoning is off. So it could be that managing money, giving away money. Some people overspend, overgive because they don't remember, you know, that they just donated.
Yeah.
It could also be I'm less in tune to, yes, I've had a shower today. Yes, I'm wearing clean clothes. For some people, they lose track of that. And so the hygiene is not maybe what it should be. And that would be something if you're visiting somebody, that may be apparent just on a quick Sunday afternoon visit that mom looks a little more unkempt. What's going on?
Yeah.
She was always dressed to the nines, and now her hair's not combed. You know, she's wearing the same clothes I saw her in last week. Withdrawing from work and social activities, that could be something as simple as, you know, the gal that's an ace bridge player and plays once a week, twice a week. She's not coming to the meetings anymore. She's not participating. And it could be, it's not just a bad day. I'm tired today. That would be, you know, normal aging. This is somebody who's withdrawing because they're not as comfortable. They don't remember. Maybe she's forgetting how to play and she doesn't want to play anymore. And then the last one would be mood, changes in mood or personality. Normal aging would just be, I'm just having a bad day. You know, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm just kind of cranky. This is something where maybe in a spouse or a parent, they seem more, some depression. They're maybe more irritable, just don't seem like themselves. And it's continuing. We want to take another look at that. What might be going on? Maybe there is a depression. We can treat that. Or maybe there's some other changes going on that would allude to a dementia of some sort. So.
And it's important, like you said before we got going on this, that even if you can tie those to several of those, you can tie it to a person. Go get it checked out because there may be a very rational reason, and there are a whole lot of reasons of things it could be.
Right. So we're not going to assume it's dementia or Alzheimer's. We're not going to diagnose ourselves, but we're going to go and get a good physical and rule out those treatable illnesses. And so we have some suggestions about, especially during Brain Awareness Month, how do I approach somebody? You know, if I am seeing some changes, and I can certainly speak to those, that we want people to have a conversation as early as possible. So if you're seeing stuff with a family member or a friend, you know, if we can go ahead and have that conversation early to give them the opportunity to talk about it perhaps and perhaps get a doctor's appointment. And also to figure out who's the best person to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be the spouse or maybe it's a son or daughter or maybe it's a sibling. So there's ways to approach having that conversation if you are concerned about people.
And that's really, and that's where you come in and can provide a lot of good counsel and a lot of good materials that you've got in the office right here. And
exactly.
And maybe before you do all this, you do some more research and you
yes.
come in and talk to you and just, what do I do?
Right. So it could be, we want to approach the husband and the wife comes in and says, I just need to tell you what's going on. What are the best ways to handle this? What are the resources? I will suggest our information, ALZ.org is fantastic. And get them prepared. We can help them be ready for that conversation.
Boy, and what a tough conversation, because we've talked in the past and it always is just, it takes my breath away every time you talk about the fact that unfortunately everyone who is diagnosed, there are no survivors.
Yep. We're looking for our first survivor. I believe in my heart that we will get there, but right now Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death with no survivors. We don't have our cure. So that's where the awareness is so important for people to understand what we're facing, but also to know that there is hope with the research and the clinical trials and the fundraising to provide that research.
And we're getting to all of that, and we'll talk a little bit too about what was going to be coming up this fall. The annual Alzheimer's Walk takes place around here, and that is a big event, a big fundraising event. Like you say, you look over the years, we're making progress. Things have gotten, there's a lot more hope than there used to be.
I agree with that. There's more funding coming through to the NIH. People are more willing to talk about, yes, I am dealing with this. And it's a call to action for all of us to pull together and make it happen.
ALZ.org, the website, the phone number, the direct number for Lori's office over on Princess Anne Street is 540-228-1502. We're talking Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month and just brain health this morning. Lori Myers here. We'll include Linda George and Krista Wells too when we come back. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lori Myers, Linda George, and Krista Wells here this morning. We're talking about Alzheimer's and just some of the programs available, some of the signs, and just some things for Brain Awareness Month. Lori's with the local office of the Alzheimer's Association. Linda George is with Cardinal Village, and Krista Wells is with Chancellor's Village. Krista, we were talking about the longest day on June 21st, and Chancellor's Village has got some events.
Yes. So this is our third year raising money on the longest day and planning a bunch of events. And for the second year in a row, we have partnered with Route 3 Car Wash, which is just down the street from our location. Mm-hmm. And every car that will get washed on the longest day, Thursday, June 21st, a small portion will go to the Alzheimer's Association. So that will be the second year that we have partnered with them. Their location is 5100 Plank Road. We also have a pancake breakfast that everyone is able to come to. It's a minimum donation of $5, and it's a buffet from 8:30 to 10. We have our Go Purple Bingo, where we'll be raising, and you pay for the bingo cards. Lori Myers in the afternoon at 2:00 will be doing a presentation on Alzheimer's, the basics, and then we'll have a photo booth, and we're going to have a social on the patio from 5 to 7. We have a beautiful patio mm-hmm. In the garden, and so we're going to have a social where we'll serve wine and appetizers, and it's a minimum donation of $10 for that. And then to end the day off, we have a performance by Matthew O'Donnell, and that event is free, but we will always accept donations throughout the whole day. So it's going to be a busy day, but a great day to raise money for a great cause.
Well, and for Chancellor's Village, and the same thing with Cardinal Village, to be involved in things like this, this is, you've got people that this touches, and families this touches, and it's a day just to be able to provide information.
Yes, we have residents that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and residents that are caring for those that are affected with Alzheimer's. So, you know, it is a personal thing at our community, as well as we have staff like myself who have had family members that have been affected by Alzheimer's. So it is always close to our heart, and, you know, we want to make a difference and hope that someday there will be a cure.
Boy, and for caregivers, this is a tough disease for caregivers,
yes,
because everybody reacts differently to it,
mm-hmm,
and it's just it's so hard to see someone not what they used to be, kind of, and as they just slip away.
It is, and you know we support our residents that are caring for their loved ones that have Alzheimer's, and it is a struggle every day, because you know they're the person affected with Alzheimer's, their temperament and daily needs change on a daily basis. And so it's very hard, especially if they're, you know, in age themselves, that it can be very hard. And so we work with Lori and have them help, you know, she'll reach out to them and give them support. So it's great.
Well, to have partners like this, Lori, sure helps you, because it gets you into areas and you're able to help a lot of people, instead of me having to always, you know, initiate it and come to you.
Yes.
You've got people there at Chancellor's Village and at Cardinal Village,
yes,
that can,
I mean,
say, talk to Lori.
Right. It's just a great partnership, because, you know, we want to bridge that gap. Seeing somebody struggle, you know, at least there's resources, and being able to make that phone call and provide that support, you know, that's what we're here for. So we would certainly, you know, we appreciate the partnerships with these two communities. And, it takes a village to do this. We have a development committee of many partners, and it's just us all working together to make sure that the people have the support they need.
It takes a village, and in this case, it takes Cardinal Village and Chancellor's Village.
Hey!
Yay!
Ties right in there, Lori.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Feel free to use that anytime.
I was thinking the same thing, Ted.
Linda, Cardinal Village has got some things going on.
We do. Now, I personally have been celebrating with my residents all month long, Love Your Brain Month. We're always looking for other things to celebrate out there, and this is just
Love Your Brain. I like that.
Love Your Brain Month. And in so doing, what we've been doing all month is really, you might seem surprised by this, but you know, our residents with dementia and Alzheimer's, they can still learn. So we have been doing things like, we've been teaching them painting. We have a resident artist who will do painting classes with them. They write their own poetry. We did a class with Lori. You had one a couple months ago at Chancellor's Village, mm-hmm, didn't you? She does a course on poetry and painting, mm-hmm, and we do that, where our residents are writing their own poems, and we've been teaching a language. We're learning a language, and it might not be, you know, we're not fluent in Spanish, for example, but we might learn a word or two each morning.
Sure.
And so we've been doing things all month long with our residents, but of course, the longest day, that it all leads up to the longest day. We will start with a vendor's fair, which will be out in our parking lot. Also, Lori Myers, we're welcoming her there. We're also doing a purple party inside. We welcome Rapidan Ridge, a bluegrass band. They'll be there. We're serving purple cows. Does anybody know what a purple cow is? Our residents do. Do you know, Ted?
I don't. I was hoping you weren't going to ask me.
I don't know either, Ted. So
it's vanilla ice cream and purple soda.
All right.
Okay.
Playing purple bingo. We're doing some. We just deck out our whole community in purple. All of our residents,
yeah,
wear purple. We're up there dancing. We'll be playing bowling, and we just have one thing going on after another.
Well, and I like when you said, you know, that you have these classes that you're not, it's not as though, oh, I'm sorry, you have Alzheimer's, you know, no, just go sit down and we'll just let this play out. I mean, you know, you keep everyone active.
I mean, really, that's what we do there, is from the moment I walk in the building until I leave at night, it's keeping our residents engaged. Our idea at Cardinal Village is we don't want our residents just coming and sitting in their room or sitting in front of a TV. That's a lot of times what people will have to do when they're just at home, because quite frankly, as Lori said, it does take a village. So I have a whole team there that helps keep people engaged. And we start in the morning with reading the newspaper, and we end at 8 o'clock at night when, quite frankly, our residents are tired out by then.
I'd be tired out by then after all that. Well, and I know in my father-in-law's case, up until almost just the very end, I mean, he would sit, and it took him a while, but he did crossword puzzles all the time. And I know that kind of thing mm-hmm. is encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, a lot of times we get in our mind that really they can't learn anything, or they can't develop in any way. And that just simply isn't true. It's amazing to see what can be accomplished, even in a day. We always say each day is new, and so we're making new memories every single day.
Yeah.
You know, so it's developing. I always ask when a new resident is coming, I ask, what did they used to like to do? You know, because I can tap into that. If they used to spend all their time outside, guess what? We have a garden. So we're actually doing our own gardening. We're mm-hmm. harvesting, say, our mint and our basil. And then later on, we're cooking with that.
So that's
all
awesome.
So all of our residents can be involved in things that they always did their mm-hmm. whole life. Like if you were a homemaker, for example, and every day you were cooking and you were baking, well, you can still do that at Cardinal Village. So it's getting them involved in the things that they've already been doing.
Yep, that's great. That's great. And I think, you know, a routine is really important mm-hmm. yes. with dementia, with Alzheimer's or any kind of dementia. So getting that rhythm of the day, having something to look forward to, is that just makes for a good day, good quality of life.
June 21st is the longest day. I mean, that's the start of summer. It is the longest day mm-hmm. of the year. So it's a great day to choose that. And I guess it's also... Is it also just referring to, as far as caregivers go, every day is a long day?
Yes. You know, we specifically, you know, with June being Brain Awareness Month, we did take a look at that day and say, you know, every day is a long day, 24/7 and then some. So it's our day to recognize all the caregivers. A lot of the times it is family. Other times it is a community setting. To just show our appreciation, show our love to all of those who are affected by Alzheimer's. And then across the world, anywhere, you know, certainly these communities are doing a fantastic full day of activities. But anybody out there could take that day or a day around it and do something that they love. If you're already playing golf, you know, that weekend, have your, you know, the friends that you're golfing with, talk with them a little bit about Alzheimer's. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we have services available. So it's an awareness. It's a huge awareness thing. But it also is a fundraiser. So if someone wants to donate to the cause, it's going to go towards the funds that we need to advance research to get that first survivor.
Well, and Lori, you and I always talk towards the end of the year around Thanksgiving, and just with the understanding that people are going to be traveling and may not have seen family in a while mm-hmm. and some things to mm-hmm. look for. Same in the summer, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times you're making that, and it's a good idea just to all those the ten signs, kind of be aware of that and just be on the lookout.
You know, that's a good point, Ted. Summer is a time of travel and visiting family that maybe you haven't seen for a while. So being aware of, you know, if something doesn't feel right, you know, listen to your intuition. You know, ask some questions, do some more observing, know what the signs are like, so that if there does seem to be some changes, either personally with the way they appear or the tidiness of the house or trouble communicating, you know that we might need to ask some more questions and find out why there might be some changes.
And a lot of times, if all you do is call your parents every week to kind of check in on them, or every few days, and if you just ask, how you doing?
I'm fine.
They're always going to say that same thing.
Right, and that also holds true if mom goes every year to her doctor's for her annual wellness exam. If the doctor says, oh, how you doing? She's going to say, I'm fine. So that's mm-hmm. also a challenge, because the physician may need to know about all the stuff that she's not able to tell them. So you're right.
Well, in all the, as we've talked about all the kind of helps that you have in the office, the, I know the other thing that you provide is just information and helps for caregivers because,
yes,
as Kristen and Linda have talked about, just the job of a caregiver is it's never ending, and they've got to take care of themselves. Because I know in my own family's case, we always were worried that my mother-in-law never wanted to give up anything, and you thought if something happens to her, what are we going to do?
Absolutely. So we talk with caregivers about really by taking care of yourself, you really are taking care of your loved one. But it's tough to do. They'll say, I feel guilty leaving the house. I just don't think I can do it. So it's a process. It's a conversation. It's reassuring them that their health, their mental health and their physical health is just as important. So our support groups meet throughout the month. And so we try to drive home that message, but they also hear it from other caregivers.
Yeah.
And they support each other and say, you know, just being here at this meeting is taking care of myself.
Well,
very important.
Boy, Linda, as you and Krista have talked just about these programs, and I just think of what Cardinal Village and Chancellor's Village offers the area. Not that many years ago, this kind of care wasn't available in this community. We're really fortunate that we have something right here and that you don't have to go to Northern Virginia or to Richmond or to, you know, towards Charlottesville. Just to have that, this kind of helps here is great.
Yes. And we're constantly developing new programs. I mean, there's so much research being done. We're not doing it just on our own. We're part of a larger community. Senior Lifestyle owns communities across the United States. And so they're doing the research where things like aromatherapy that we're doing, where some lavender, how does that affect somebody struggling with Alzheimer's. So we're not in the fight alone. Caregivers are not in the fight alone. We feel at our communities it is one big family, so we're there to support one another, and we're there to support Alzheimer's Association and all the research that they're doing.
But I'm sure over the years, Krista, Chancellor's Village has seen just the changes, just as these programs evolve, and you're just doing so much more now in the community each year.
We are. In 2011, Senior Lifestyle developed Brain Health University and instituted in the communities, especially for independent living communities like Chancellor's Village. And it's something that we've been continuing to do. They've won international awards for that program, and it's educating our residents on brain health. So, you know, the fact that they need to stay active, the stress management, proper sleep habits, proper nutrition, and keeping your brain stimulated. So the Brain Health University program incorporates all those and educates our residents. And throughout, like Linda had said, we have a program this month too of Love Your Brain. Mm-hmm. So we have speakers coming in and speaking on those topics. Last night we had a lady come in and talk about meditation and teach our residents how to meditate and the importance of meditation on your brain and brain health. So so we have a lot of similar programs leading up to the longest day is the big day for this month. But it is important to educate our residents on how to keep your brain healthy and educate them on the Alzheimer's Association, that if they show signs of Alzheimer's, you know, where to go to ask questions.
Yeah. Krista Wells here from Chancellor's Village, Linda George from Cardinal Village, and Lori Myers here from the Alzheimer's Association. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Alzheimer's. June is a Brain Awareness Month. June 21st, the longest day. Krista Wells, Linda George here, and also Lori Myers with the Alzheimer's Association. Linda's with Cardinal Village over by Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center. We were talking about you've got a bunch of activities taking place. And you also have a partnership with Outback.
Yes, we do. So during the day at Cardinal Village at 11 a.m., that's when our vendor fair starts and our activities on location. But in the evening at 4 o'clock till 10 o'clock at Outback, that's 2941 Plank Road. If you go out there and you mention hearing about Alzheimer's and Cardinal Village, 10%, they will donate 10% of your check to Alzheimer's Association.
That's great.
Yeah.
If someone wants to get information on Cardinal Village, I guess you're you've got a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page. You can call us at 540-898-1900, and we'll hook you up with the right person to talk to.
You're over there right across from Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center, and that big field, isn't it? It's like a big field.
It used to be a field, but now there's apartments all around
us. Yeah, things are coming up.
But
yes.
We're back there.
So that's where Cardinal Village is. Chancellor's Village is just off of Route 3. Crystal Wells from Chancellor's Village, and you've run through. You got all kinds of events taking place, and again, Facebook or website, check out what's going on.
Yes, come and visit us on the longest day, and we do have Facebook, and if you have any questions, you can contact myself at 540-786-5000 or check us out on Facebook.
Well, to both of you, we said at the beginning, thank you for what you do, because what you're offering families and just the individuals who are dealing with this. I mean, you're just a lifesaver, and we're lucky to have you in this area.
Thank you.
Lori, we mentioned it, and you'll come back when we're a little bit closer to the event, but start thinking about the walk that you do in October.
Yes, it'll be here before we know it. It is Saturday, October 13th. It is our biggest fundraiser. We want families to come. No team is too small or too big. And we are changing locations this year. We had a great relationship with the University of Mary Washington. This year, we are actually our partners. Mary Washington Healthcare has offered their campus to us. And so they have increased their partnership that's been fantastic over the last several years. So we will be on their campus at the Fix Center. That'll kind of be home base. And we're really looking forward to it.
So think about putting a team together, and the interesting thing, more so I think than any other event that I've been around with the Alzheimer's Walk, so many people wear a shirt or a button or something in memory or in honor of a family member.
They do. You know, it could be someone that they're still walking the journey with, or it could be someone that they've lost. But it's just, it's an empowering day. It's a great opportunity to come together as a family or as coworkers and do some fundraising, get the awareness out there, but also just to support one another. And you may see some folks that you know there. You can bring your dog. You can bring the stroller. It's just a great day.
The direct line for the local Alzheimer's Association office on Princess Anne Street right across from Carl's is 228-1502 is Lori Meyer's number, and just great information. It's a horrible time when you have to make that call perhaps and getting that information. But there's helps and good information there.
There is, and I will also mention our helpline, 1-800-272-3900, day or night. They're there to answer the call if you call there.
Lori Myers, Linda George, Krista Wells, thank you all. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Ted. Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.